B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity, flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour on this Friday.
Thank God. Last guy I knew that drove us to Seville was Bill Parcells. Big one.
617-779-0985.
1981.
You ever drive a Cadillac? Like sedan?
Yes.
Those suckers float
boat
on air.
Like a boat.
You don't even know you're doing 90. It's just, you don't hear it.
I've ridden in a Cadillac. Oh, I've ridden in thousands
there's
of
nothing,
Cadillacs.
There's nothing like smelling the new leather in a Cadillac. We used to have one. We used to have a big, I think it was a Seville, the big one. Or Coupe de Ville, one of the others. Yeah. Not the one with the tire in the back.
Right.
Nice one.
Let's get back to your calls. I see a lot of NBA thoughts on the board. We'll get to those. Jeff in the car with a baseball thought, though.
Thank you for your emails today.
Hey, how are you? So if you'll just indulge me here for a half a second, because I just have a question that'll lead into my point. Now, we're all first and foremost, would you think that this whole thing about the free agents not being signed this year would be even in the news if Manny Machado and Bryce Harper were not the two key guys out there? I know there's like 75 other ones out there, but if it wasn't for those two guys not being signed, do you think there'd be that much attention?
Yes.
Question number one.
Yes, because it's happened now in multiple years and it already got a lot of attention when those weren't the names on the market.
Okay, so, that's fine. That was just a curiosity question. But the thing is this, okay, is that the assumption is that the reason this whole thing about the small market teams not spending the money is basically saying, okay, you know, because of the fact that Harper and Machado haven't signed with the Dodgers or the Red Sox or the Yankees or all the big market teams, these small market teams are refusing to spend the same kind of money. Is that basically the gist of the whole situation?
No, it's that the small market teams are spending little to no money.
Okay, they're
not
spending
they're,
little to no money.
Yeah, and not so, that they're not so spending Harper, the same money. There is not a single team in baseball, based on their TV revenue alone, that could not afford a major contract for either of those two players.
Okay, I get
the smallest
of
teams
could exactly
afford
it. That's exactly what I wanted you to tell me.
Yeah.
Okay, so that being said, if Bryce Harper and Manny Machado and their agent put it out there that they only wanted $20 million a year for 10 years, do you think those small market teams would still get into it?
That's a great question. And you know what? The answer is probably no. Yeah.
Okay, so you don't think that a small market team would go, holy crap, we got a chance of getting Manny Machado for $20 million? Yeah, okay, we're willing to spend $20 million a year for 10 years if we can get him for that price.
It's a good question, but I think the answer is still the same in that they look at it and say, how much better is one player going to make us? Yeah, do I want to give him $20 million or take the $20 million and put it in my own pocket at the end of the year? And those owners that don't want to win because there's no real motivation to win are going to say, no, I'm going to put that money right in my pocket, not his.
Okay, so let's
because the problem is, Jeff, there's too many teams that don't even have to rely on people watching them or people even showing up at the games.
I get that, but that is not the reason why Bryce Harper and Manny Machado
are not
signed.
What's the reason
why Bryce Harper and Manny Machado are not signed is because they want too much money. Have you looked at Bryce Harper's stats for the last 3 years? I called Felger Maz about this yesterday. He's not in the top 10 in batting in almost any category in the last 3 years. He is living off the friggin' image of his 2015 MVP season, and he thinks he should get $30 million a year, just like Machado does. And you know what? He shouldn't get that much money. And so, therefore, what his problem is that they're pricing themselves too high, and if they had a small market team, let's take out the small market teams that clearly aren't going to spend the money. What about a mid-level team that is spending some money? If a mid-level team had a chance to get Bryce Harper for $20 million, they'd take it, but guess who else would? The Red Sox and the Yankees and all the other high-priced teams. Nobody wants to pay him this money because they're not worth it.
What about Machado?
None. They are not worth $30 million a year, $300 million for 10 years. Look at Bryce Harper's stats in the last 10 years. He's not even a top 15 hitter in the league, and he wants $30 million a year? Give me a friggin' break.
Yeah, he's also coming off a bad year, which doesn't help him. But I think these guys are ultimately going to sign for shorter deals.
Look what J.D. Martinez wanted last year.
That's what I think is going to happen. Yeah. They're going to sign one of these shorter deals with opt-outs.
Do what Martinez did. Yep, do what J.D. Martinez did. And if you produce, you're going to have the ability to get out and get more money. Simple.
But it's not just about those two guys. It's the sheer number of free agents in baseball. It's not just about those two guys.
Yep.
Is it still over 100? Is that the number? I think the number's over 100.
Remember when the hot stove season started? It'd be like, boom, people jumping on players left and right. You would have all this action happening in like December.
There's something to that, though. I mean, it was back in 2015 where it's like, oh, my God, if this Bryce Harper, if he plays like this for another year or two, he's going to be about $400 million right. man. No. Not even three.
I remember the Mookie Betts stuff, too. If Harper's getting this and that, then Mookie Betts can be your first guy who gets $500 million. You know, it just keeps going up.
What was his initial thought, though, that you don't have a payroll cap, but you have a salary cap for the players, so you can sign as many, you know, like top-earning players as you want, but the players can only earn so much? Was that the thought behind that to kind of start it all?
I don't know.
You really can't have one without the other. It doesn't make sense.
That's a fair criticism, though, that these guys want too much based on their recent play. Machado didn't have a great year last year, but he's a good player, really good player.
Yeah.
Harper, he had a bad year by his standards last year. It was a bad year for him. He still hit for power, but it was a bad year. He'd be better with a shorter-term deal and hitting the market again. That's what he should do.
I think teams are just scared off by
the length and the guarantees.
The guarantees, the length, and just paying sluggers that much money. Because there's too many examples out there of guys who didn't produce after they get that huge contract, at least not to the level that would warrant that type of payroll, that type of salary.
Yeah, I also think baseball would benefit, and players, I think, to a degree, would benefit from there being a cap on the number of years you can sign a deal for. Like the NBA. You can't sign a 12-year deal, right? You can't do that. They might benefit from forcing, you know, a 5-year max on deals. Something of that nature. Where a team says 5 years? Yeah, we'll sign you for stupid money for the next 5 years.
Right.
No problem. I just think there'd be a more of a willingness on the part of the teams to spend big dollars on an average annual value if it's for a shorter term than, you know, oh, let's sign Giancarlo Stanton to 10 years, sign him for a decade.
Brutal.
How is that? I mean, that's just not smart for teams. It's what the market was, because there are plenty of teams that would have done it. It doesn't make it good for the, you know, for the game necessarily. 617-779-0985. We've got Mike in West Roxbury on Brad Stevens. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Yeah, that last guy's called like every show with that point. I wonder if he's going to call Touch and Rich and get the hat trick next.
He called him.
I think he called Jones, and I heard him on Felder, so I think he just needs to call Touch and Rich. I just wanted to talk about Brad Stevens. I feel like his problem is that he has to be everyone's best friend, and he's like, he reminds me a lot of like maybe the Pete Carroll of the NBA, where you know, he's a talented guy, has a good scheme, but he's too chummy with the players, and maybe you have to be that way in the NBA. But another thing that he does that drives me crazy is I feel like he sets the expectations low. He comes on and he says, oh, we're not that good. And then when they don't live up to their potential, he says, hey, I told everyone they're not that good. So I feel like that's kind of a cop-out what he's doing.
Dog wants out.
I don't think being too nice is his problem.
I don't think he's Pete Carroll.
I also think that to be an NBA coach, you've got to do that now. To be a good one. To keep your job.
It's almost like a Sean McVay.
Look at what happens with teams where the players don't like their coach. Well, they just fire the coaches.
Yeah. Look at Cleveland.
Yeah.
Look at anywhere LeBron has been.
They just fire the coach. Yeah. Oh, LeBron doesn't like the coach. You're fired.
Hey, Coach Spo lasted, though, down in Miami. Give him credit.
Still there.
Yeah.
Still doing it. Still there. Owen is in Boston. Hi, Owen.
Hey, guys. What's up, Zoe?
Hi.
Hey, so I think a lot of the problem right now is that owners are trying to make up for a lot of the awful deals they've given out over the years. Bleacher Report right now has the top 10 highest paid players, and some of them are a joke. I mean, you have guys like Jason Hayward making $28 million. You have Jonas Cespedes making $29 million. You have Jake Arrieta making $30 million. And it's just, you know, when guys are making $35 million a year over almost 10 years, it just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, there are overpaid players in the sport. There are. It got stupid for a while. I think that's part of the reason why it's sort of come back the other way. To a degree. I don't think it's the only reason.
It's almost like baseball and the owners are fixing it.
I think for the teams that do spend money, they've got some salaries on their rosters that might be preventing them from spending other money. For the Red Sox,
yeah.
Could be David Price. hey, we spent a lot of money a few off seasons ago on a pitcher. It's a big part of what we pay out. Signed up J.D. Martinez last year, right? So they've spent big money on some players, and, you know, at some point, you're loaded up. You know who I don't think has an excuse right now? And maybe they're doing what the Red Sox didn't do with Nathan Eovaldi. Where are the Yankees on spending their money? Where are they? I mean, yeah, they signed Severino today, but they got a lot more money to spend. Where's the dough, Yankees? Where's the dough?
Yeah, I thought you're coming back.
Better for us if they don't spend it, but again, the favorite to land Machado is New York, so maybe they're just waiting for that price to come down and to get him at the end of the offseason here as we get into positional players getting into spring training. We'll get back to your calls. We got fake promos coming up at 150.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Let's go to Dan, who's in the car today. Hi, Dan.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I wanted to just say that, you know, like a lot of people, I thought the Celtics were going to be unbelievable this next year. And I remember reading that that Jason Tatum was being taken under Kobe Bryant's wing and that Kobe Bryant was going to be tutoring the guy up. And I thought that would only be a good thing, but I think – you know, Kobe blew up the team in L.A. with Shaquille O'Neal, and he always had to be that alpha male character. But he's like Kyrie. He had this shake your head kind of talent. You know, when he was taking 35-foot fadeaways in the corner with two people draped on him, he made those shots. I see Tatum taking those shots and maybe not being able to back it up. And just curious what you guys think about that.
I mean, I don't think Tatum's a problem. Yeah, I think he's your best young player. That's obvious. I mean, I don't know how much he's going to take from Kobe. I think if you're going to train with anybody, you train with great guys that have played the game at a high level, and Kobe's one of them, plus the mentality and other things he could help him with, the mindset of the game, like that whole Brady, you know, outside-the-box stuff with Kobe and Kobe writing his book. I think there could be angles that would help Jason Tatum at a young age help develop his career. Kobe lasted a long time with one team. Pretty damn impressive. You know, won multiple titles. Won a bunch with Shaq. Should have won more. So maybe Kobe helped him. That's another thing, too. So it didn't work with Shaq at the end, right? You split up, and then you never get back. You never win again. Maybe give some advice that you need superstars like that. You've got to play with guys like Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis and company. It's got to be that balance, that delicate mix. And, you know, the problem is if you're going to get Anthony Davis, Jason Tatum's not going to be here. They're going to want him. You're going to have to part with him. So, I don't think Kobe's influenced him as far as taking crazy shots. The kid shoots a lot, especially if Kyrie's not there.
Barbara is in Beverly.
Oh.
Hey, Barb. Hi, guys.
What's
how
up?
Are you?
One of my favorite callers.
Oh, thank you. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I wanted to comment on American Alliance football.
Ooh,
oh, my God, what a trashy excuse
Whoa.
For football.
Thank you, Barbara.
Wow.
Thank you.
Like high school football.
You're
I
seeing the same things
What's
I'm seeing?
What's your favorite high school football
Sticks.
Game, Barbara? Who do you watch
oh
up there, Beverly
God.
High?
I don't have one anymore, but I was from Quincy, Massachusetts, and we went undefeated when I was there.
Yeah.
And but to me, love football, so I go through football withdrawal after
right.
the Super Bowl. And it's like, I wanted to like this. I feel kind of sorry for the players. They're trying to talk up these players like they can get in the NFL. And, you know, their brand, it's important to their brand to be here. I see it as a big fail. I mean, we could use spring football, but I don't think they can get the talent. Do you guys think they can? And also, do you think they're going to sign, the Patriots will sign Trey Flowers? That's my big question.
Okay.
Thank
I mean, the only way you're going to get great players and really good players, you got to go back to like the USFL with you know, with Trump's League and that, and pay guys like Herschel Walker, Steve Young.
There were fewer NFL
superstars. Talk about first round picks. You know, those guys would jump and go there and take the money.
Yeah, you need money.
You're not getting great players at $83,000 a year.
You can't buy good talent.
You can't buy good quarterback
at
play for
$80,000 a year.
Now, granted, Kaepernick won at $20 million, but I mean, you got to pay a quarterback, a better quarterback, a little bit more to go play there. I'm not sure on the exact rules if everybody has to make the same. You got to think quarterbacks will get more.
But the USFL wanted to be a direct competitor to the NFL.
Yeah, it never happened.
This league does not. This league just wants
remember
to
remember that Houston Gamblers? Those are great uniforms, too. LA Express?
That's part of the difference. This league does not want to be a direct competitor. They want to be someone that just sort of like fills a void in the football schedule of games to sort of have something that's...
Yeah. See, I think...
Minor league for it's what it is. Minor league football.
Part of the peekends that I did do with that league over the weekend into two games is I heard a lot of commentary on this guy was here, there, or bounced here, and it was 18 months with this team. Maybe it was 6 months with that team. 4 weeks here, 3 weeks there. Seems like their time in the league and their chance to play in the league already has come and passed, and these are sort of the cast-offs instead of that league being a stepping stone where you could play here. Maybe somebody will come along and take a peek. Every once in a while, you're going to get one of those types, like a Kurt Warner, former bagger in a grocery store. He catches a break, gets into the camp, and beats somebody out. You're not getting a bunch of them, though. The product's not great.
I mean, Kurt Warner is a guy that teams just missed on.
Yeah, Brady. Everybody missed on Brady six times.
And that could have happened to Tom Brady.
Sure.
There's a chance that could have happened if the wrong team drafted him and didn't see anything.
Yeah.
And, you bounce around and you find yourself out of the league. Right?
Yeah, sure.
I think there is this belief that every guy who ends up out of the National Football League got looked at by everybody. He got pat, if he bounced around with two or three teams, undrafted free agent type, sixth round pick type. I just don't know that that's true. And so there definitely are players out there that could have had a career in the league and didn't. Things just didn't break their way, didn't get the opportunity, didn't get enough time to develop. The problem is there's just not a lot of those guys.
Right.
If there were a lot of those guys, you might have a league to put together.
I think it's kind of cool.
AAF.
Barbara's looking for a football fix, and she's tuning into the AAF on a weekend.
And she knows it's garbage.
Oh, and Trey Flowers. She want to know about Trey Flowers, too. I hope they sign Trey Flowers. I just worry about some team with $80 million of cap space comes along and says, hey, Trey, we think you're worth 15 a year, 16 a year. He's gone.
Do you think that being a part of the Patriots is going to diminish what his value is on the open market?
No.
I'm hoping that's
you
true.
Hope so, but you turn
I'm
on
I'm
you
open, turn on but Patriot that's so defense. Selfish yeah. Because I don't want to root against a guy making what he can possibly
but you these teams aren't morons. You have good GMs, good people, good scouts, in organizations. Even if they're losing, they're looking at Patriots tape and you watch a defense play, Trey Flowers jumps out,
right? But if they look at the Super Bowl, say, ah, look at the playoffs, they're just stunting left and right.
Yeah.
And that movement is what really tricked
what they do is I
hope that happens, but I don't think it will.
They watch the side. Like Brian Baldinger does a lot of stuff. He does good breakdowns on the internet. I like watching his. He'll get the end zone copy. He'll go reverse, edge, reverse, fast, reverse, fast. You'll see Hightower, leverage, leverage. He goes, look at this rush here. And you look at individual and you highlight that one-on-one. That's what teams are going to do with Trey. Go find him.
Nick is in Plymouth. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
How's it going, Nick?
Just wanted to ask you, if everything goes perfectly and all the young guys are gone, and next year we have Hayward, Anthony Davis, and Kyrie Irving. Who is the top two scorers? Who's the number one scorer? And who's guaranteed to be the captain of the team? That's the big part that Kyrie and Hayward coming in, they had people like Horford on, they had Smart on. This isn't like back when Kevin Garnett said the leader of the team was Paul Pierce. Who's taking over this team?
Kyrie.
Kyrie's your captain. Davis would be a leading scorer. Kyrie would be two. Hayward probably three.
Let's hope.
If he gets his butt going.
Let's hope.
He has the potential to do it.
Imagine if you put that Anthony Davis, Kyrie, and Gordon Hayward comes back as Gordon Hayward next season.
Yes.
Oh, my God, would this team be good? Oh, man.
They're supposed to be good this year.
Yeah, well, The Celtics fans tell me it'll be okay. They're going to the finals anyway.
That's right.
I'm hoping they're right. I'm hoping that they have that completely correct. Tyler in the car with a Trey Flowers follow-up. Hi, Tyler.
Hey. So I don't understand why we can't just franchise tag Trey Flowers. Everybody else is franchising their DNs. Why wouldn't we?
What's the number there, both? What's the number? Hold on. I want to know what that number is. What would be the number for Trey Flowers if they tagged him?
Probably 14.
15 and a half, I thought.
It's north of 14. That's a lot of cash.
Oh, God.
Well north of 17.
I'll tell you why. It's ridiculous.
Okay. So there's another guy. Why wouldn't you get ahead of it and do an extension with him, like a Mayo?
I'll tell you why. Because it kills your cap in a given year when you franchise a guy. That's why.
No, I'm just saying, why wouldn't you do the extension?
Yeah, if you're going to pay the guy that kind of money, you might as well sign him to an extension. I think that's why you would probably do that. Right? If they're going to pay him 17, they say, well, if we're going to pay you that money, well, why don't we sign a deal? If I'm going to give you 17 guaranteed, why don't I count, at least start with the guaranteed money? If I'm giving you 17 guaranteed up front, how about I give you 30 guaranteed and we get a real long-term deal done?
Yes.
That would be my answer to that. I just don't think they should let him go. When's the deadline? You know, deadline tag? February 19th. It's 4 days from now? That can't be right. Is that right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but free agency starts March 8th?
Oh, no. Deadline is the 5th. Yes, you can start doing it the 19th. The deadline is the 5th. And the date's wrong. There you go. You can start doing that next week.
It's your workday made tolerable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Why not us?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Buckle your chin strap.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Roots are kind of reggae. But
let's go, man. We're going to go scuba
diving. Is this
diving
in the mix now? Is this a normal
snorkeling
one? This is pretty good.
Yeah.
Who's this, Hardy?
Might be
called the boat
pie tasters.
The boat boys. I like pie. You eat pie, Hardy?
You ask. Yes.
The pie tasters.
You think love Jim's going to eat any pie this weekend? He's doing that clean eating.
Don't stop. Stop. Stop.
He's going to drink beer and eat clean.
That's the pie tasters. The song is called Girl, Take It Easy.
Every time I hear one of these, I think I got to listen to more ska music.
You know what we'll do? We'll get the conch shell.
Every time
we'll
I hear one of these
clams.
Things, I'm like, yeah, this is
good. A little
ceviche. This is good.
Yeah. Little lemon juice. Little lime juice.
Again, he's going straight to the islands.
Hey.
There.
This is good for the boat.
So Hardy and Zoe both off all the next week, by the way. You're stuck.
How many days are you here?
I'm here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Play this all day.
Monday's a holiday.
Right.
No regular programming. We will have programming live all day.
I heard Sarge is in for us one day. Like hosting.
But I'll be here for the majority of next week. You'll still have to deal with me. But you guys are going to be elsewhere. Elsewhere. Parts unknown.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourselves.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
And music will work there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, pie eaters. Play the boat music.
Sorry, pie tasters.
Pie
eaters.
Pie manger.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, take it easy in the pie.
I'd rather they not sing, though.
Everybody likes pie.
This could just be an instrumental track.
I don't know. Singing's good. I got to get... I swear to God, did what Michael Scott did when he went away to Sandals.
Oh, boy.
We went to a different place. Went to Bermuda. And they were selling the mini...
The mini steel drums?
Steel drums.
Nice. Not buy one?
Of course you're not going to buy the big one.
Why not?
It was like the mini one. I said, does this
go
work?
Go big or go home, so.
I said, does it work? And they said, here, Mom, take your thing.
It doesn't work. No, it doesn't work.
But it's like a little... It's toned down. I'm like, I almost bought it. I'm like, what the hell am I going to do with
it? What do they want for it?
It was like $85.
Oh, not cheap.
No, but I mean, that's pounded out. It's made by hand. So you can tell it's well-crafted.
Not one of them...
Feeling hot. See, that's like when I get a bass guitar, the only thing I can play is Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple. And I took it one day to camp. And one of the defensive linemen and Pete Carroll came in and ripped it out of my hands and broke it. Because we were on the bottom floor of Dorm 15 down there at Bryant College.
You brought an amp and everything?
I had my own amp and I had a bass guitar. And I put it out in the hallway and I cranked it all the way. Boom, 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 boom. And I kept going. And play something else. And nope. Boom, boom. And I go up on the upper floor. Next thing went right out the window.
Bass is not
Pete
something.
Pete Carroll took it out of your hands?
Pete goes like, yeah, cut it out. We're done. I woke everybody up. I'll tell it like 5:30 trying to get everybody up. Let's go, guys.
We're done.
Oh. Practice.
Bass is not something anybody wants to hear by itself.
Not my problem.
I mean, if you brought a guitar and you could play it a little
bit. There's truth to that.
All right, well, that's an actual song.
Right.
He's just going,
you know, Hardy almost bought a guitar the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Capello has one.
He almost became the proud owner of an acoustic Fender.
Some guy played a guitar for the Doors. Capello has his, whoever that guy's name is.
No, he does.
Yeah, he does.
He signed does?
By, yeah. Yep.
Not his actual guitar, just a guitar signed by him?
A guitar signed by him, yeah.
Do you still have your bass?
I don't.
What happened to it?
It was a piece of crap. It was like an old thing. I had it as a joke.
What'd you do with it?
Throw it out.
Oh.
Come on.
It's a shame. That
Pete Carroll threw it out the window.
Be a collector's item now.
Josh is in Maine today. What's up, Josh? Okay, he's not in Maine. I don't know where he is.
Call.
Brandon's in Roxbury. Brandon.
How you doing? Thanks for taking my phone call.
Hey, Brandon.
I just want to say the Boston media is pretty annoying with this Anthony Davis guy. Yesterday, I hurt his shoulder. He's injury prone, and you want to trade for a guy that can't last a full season. If you ask me, you go get your Dedrick Lawson, which would be Anthony Davis from Kansas City Jayhawks, and that's your Anthony Davis there. Dedrick Lawson.
I don't want
to get the same
production.
I don't want a kid. I don't want a kid. Nope. I want
he's actually ready for the league right now.
He could end up being a bust. Anthony Davis is not a bust. We know that.
He's injury prone. No. You don't want a guy that can't last a full season. You trade your young stars for a guy that can't last. It makes no sense to have a guy like that. He can't last. He breaks down.
What about Boogie Cousins? Is he injury prone?
No.
Because he was
not
hurt?
Really.
No.
Anthony Davis has played 75 games in each of the last two seasons. That's not injury prone.
This guy is always having a mysterious injury all the time. And he
not the last 2 years.
Like
not the last 2 years.
Tell Beetle.
Games played in his career. 64, 67, 68, 61. The last two seasons were 75 each. He's played in 45 to this point this year. Not injury prone enough that you wouldn't want him.
Hey, man! Here we go. How's the fake promos? Pretty good?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
How many we got?
Seven.
Oh! They put a boat up to the dock. Women and children on first.
Boat is sinking?
Oh! On the boat.
Oh, on the boat.
Pick your seats. I Caribbean. Eat some pie now.
Hey, so you see that story about the guy who killed the mountain lion with his bare hands?
Yeah, ripped his face
Colorado?
Off.
Colorado?
Yep.
You hear about this, Hardy?
I did.
He survived.
Why are people shocked by this?
Because he fended off a mountain lion with his bare hands.
But when people are tested, you have these crazy-ass human feats of strength that come over you. That you could
Do you think the majority of people could step on a mountain lion's throat as this guy did and suffocate a mountain lion to save his own life?
No, I'd rip its face off.
Oh, no, I don't think that's a way to do it. I think this guy knew what he was doing.
He didn't kill it.
He did.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
He
part.
Got on top. Able to get on top of it in the fight, and he was able to stand up, and he stomped right on the mountain lion's throat and suffocated it. He just held his foot down as hard as he could
with all his strength
to suffocate the big cat to save his own life.
You know, that cat had to be
remarkable. That is a remarkable thing to do to save your own life.
What kind of scratch?
And you see the guy. He's not a big guy. Just, you know.
Kind of hipster looking, actually.
Yeah, and
he's like Jim Murray. You would never think Jim Murray would be able to kill
him. He was out for a jog. The mountain lion chased him down and attacked. He didn't even he heard it coming at the very last second.
Yeah, he said one of his earbuds had started to come out a little bit.
Yeah.
And if he had him in and he was listening, he said he would have never heard it. He would have been dead.
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 He lived.
Yeah, forget about your superhuman feats of strength. Unless you're going to have superhuman ability to grow claws and fangs.
I mean, I'm not saying he would kill a grizzly bear.
But what about a shark?
Pretty nasty.
Could you kill a shark?
On land, yes. Absolutely.
Fake promos are coming up right after this.
Out in about 5 hours, awake the entire time. Fast forward a year from the day of surgery, and my new hair is there. Schedule your free consultation with my hair doctors, Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard at 1-800-GET-HAIR, 6 offices, including Boston, Braintree, and Worcester.
Liberty Chevrolet takes President's Day seriously, folks, with their own presidential pledge. That pledge is this: Liberty will always give you the best deal. Liberty Chevrolet vows to always have the lowest price. And during the Washington's birthday sales event, you can save up to $8,000 on a new Equinox and up to $11,000 on a new Silverado. Make your own pledge to save money and find new roads at Liberty Chevrolet Wakefield or LibertyChevy.com. Get Liberty for less.
Savings off MSRP. See delivery details. It's 228-19.
Hey, it's Maz with a piece of advice for you. Take the train, and guess what? $10 weekends on commuter rail are back for 2019. So hit the slopes, explore Boston, or escape the city for an adventure, all while skipping traffic, parking hassles, and the stress of driving. One trip, five trips, 20 trips or more. One $10 weekend ticket gets you unlimited trips all weekend across all zones. Where will $10 weekends take you? Visit mbta.com/massbytrain to learn more, and be sure to download the mTicket app to buy tickets right on your phone.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/score. That's ziprecruiter.com/score. ziprecruiter.com/score.
This winter, no matter the weather, count on Jay and Phillips Auto Glass. We'll come to you, or we'll do the work at a nearby Jay and Phillips location. Call 877-AUTO-GLASS or go to jayandphillips.com, because there's a lot more behind your windshield than you think.
You've seen the sign a zillion times on Route 128 in Needham for You Do It Electronics. And now it's time to get in and save big during their famous annual Washington's Birthday Sale going on now. Huge savings on name brand audio, video, and electronics. You Do It Electronics. Exit 19B off 128 in Needham or visit youdoitelectronics.com. It's another big game win for New England sports fans at your local Volkswagen dealer this President's Day. Stop in for a test drive and see why it's more fun to drive a Volkswagen.
This hour, Zolak and Bertrand, is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Winter is here. Get your car ready at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Go to getanoilchange.com to save 15%.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you're not close to an Awaken 180 location, it's a worldwide program that offers the same great results from wherever that you are or that you live. Check it out online at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. It's Fake Promo Friday.
Yeah, one thing to get to before the fake promos. I believe Rich retweeted this just a little while ago, a story from Kansas. Dateline Meredith. A Kansas man said he had no intentions of setting off an actual bomb when he told other customers that he was going to blow up the bathroom at Home Depot.
Now, why would you do that? Really?
Officers were called to the store in Wichita around 12:15 on Monday.
What are you going to blow the bathroom up?
After an employee reported a bomb threat. The employee told police he was standing at a urinal when a customer came out of a bathroom stall and said, "Somebody told me there's a bomb in the building." The customer said he overheard another man say, "Y'all need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow it up."
And they called the police on him. You dummies.
The police later ID'd the man who gave the warning. He said that he, quote, had no intention of causing such alarm.
No kidding.
That's joking. Another person understood the joke and laughed because they knew it was just a polite warning to the other patrons of the bathroom. Home Depot will not press charges.
Obviously. And with that, we are on to the fake promos.
Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Mike is in Worcester. Mike.
Hey, guys. What's going on today?
Hey, Mike.
What's up? Getting ready for some plowing. Hey.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So is Lauf. So good, man.
So is Lauf.
Did you leave him alone?
Will you stop?
Stop being a jerk.
The whole family's going away.
You get two beds.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Don't look at it.
You just did?
Don't.
You put it up?
Don't look.
Hold on. What did you put? Twitter?
Oh, yes. It's so good.
The boulder going to the back of the.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the
Sports
Hub.
Yeah, if you have time, find that video of the guys putting the boulder into the back of the pickup.
And then people were sending me other, like construction videos.
Construction fails.
One of them just a forklift in a big warehouse that just barely clips the leg of a shelf. And they, come down on everybody, everything. It's horrific.
Here's what I don't like. I don't like the compilations. You're like, oh, check out this YouTube.
No.
And there's like 14... not so great ones.
Because the buildup is so much better.
Singular great videos of construction fails.
Give me a minute long video of that guy inching closer to the pickup with that big boulder in it.
Yeah, like, I will watch the one where they put that loader onto the barge and it rolls. That's a singular video that I will watch every single time.
I like when the boats come off the back because they don't lift the motor and they pull them up off the dock ramp and the boat just goes
right. I'd like it to take a long time.
Yeah. Yes.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Hey, Bledsoe, what's up? Happy birthday. Hi, Drew. You skiing? You a bachelor? Huh? You spending all your money? All that money you earned? Still earning? What's up? Go on, say happy birthday. I'll see you, buddy. Happy Valentine's Day. Bye, Drew.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Not enough attention paid to the happy Valentine's Day that you threw in at the end there. That was a little odd. That was a little odd.
That's how you remember his birthday. That's how you don't forget.
Yeah. I know, but you don't tell another man happy Valentine's Day unless you have...
Patriots put me on a Valentine's
Day. Plus White Hardy.
It's nice to them.
Unless you have real feelings for him.
You have designs toward his romantic feelings. It's not appropriate.
No.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Says, is this heaven? And he says, no, this is Iowa.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Your finest moment of the week.
Just the look on his face.
No, Iowa.
All right, two more. Here we go.
Two more.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Celtics physical therapist Brian Dolan and Irving's personal trainer, Robin Pound.
Sorry.
No, get it out.
Robin Pound.
Okay, Brian Dolan, Robin Pound. Well, there it is.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I had to say it again to draw it out and get it over with.
There it is. His little kids' friends come over and go, hi, Mr. Pound.
Puking in the toilet. Come on. There's more in there.
Come on.
Get it all out. All right, final fake promo of the week. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And I got another daughter that's going to be driving next year. So she's going to be working and paying for things forever. I said, hey, hook me up, man. You know?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Actually, Hardy, we have a bonus fake promo today just for you that Tom put together.
Oh.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
How would you scare off a polar bear beetle?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That was a manufactured one. That didn't actually happen.
You guys were gone. You ever did.
You guys were gone. But it was, I think it was.
You loved this video.
Is during Shark v. Bear.
Yeah, Shark versus Bear.
I think, and I was sitting in here with Jones, maybe.
Yep.
And we were, that's the sound the guy made when he was trying to scare off a bear.
Yes.
Quack, quack, quack. Quack, 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 quack. I bet that bear is terrified. If I was that bear, I'd swipe my claw right across his neck.
That was the part that was from this week was, how would you scare off a polar bear beetle? Because all these polar bears are invading Russia.
52 of them. taking over the Eastern Town.
He took over.
Not part of the end.
And the Russians are going.
Imagine being a little cafe there in Russia in that little town. This little freaking 2,000-pound polar bear comes walking. Quack, 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 quack.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Happy President's Day.
Thanks for being us this week.
Guys, have a great week.
Thanks,
off.
Buddy.
We'll see you in about, 10 days.
Sounds good.
Good?
Ooh. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.